Overview News on Wednesday, January 6th, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast: mostly sunny with scattered clouds and a chance of thunderstorms on Friday. Temperature ranges between 24 degrees at night and 27 degrees during the day. Northeasterly to northwestern winds at 25 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt from the International Congress Spirituality Beyond Religions. It started on the 5th of January and is ongoing till Friday the 8th of January at Safju.
Instead of religions with worlds, it wanted us to realize that there is one world. And as for religion, it created its own dogma that we don't need a religion. We don't need to think of that which is invisible, that which bounds our little moment on this earth, that which is hidden before our birth and after our death. Hence, we proceeded into this modern secular world and we created our academies that gave us knowledge of this world, and at the center of this world, of the human being that occupies it. This knowledge of the human being comes to us through what are called the human sciences. Human sciences, anthropology, psychology, sociology, history, culture studies, give us the wide scope of the definition of the human. It was felt we would know who is the human, what is the human. We would be able to define the human by making a start in this manner of studying empirically the manifestations of what is known as humanity through the human sciences. But though religion was marginalized in the process, it did not die. It didn't die because to every religion there was a truth. That truth was the truth of the experience that lay at its center. The spiritual realization that somebody had, the intuition that human beings carry within themselves, that it is possible to know something outside of the bounding limits of the world as our senses perceive.
Rubbish designs wanted for a trash and show. This show is planned by the Litter Free campaign. It is a competition where all people are called to design garments and accessories made from garbage and waste. The idea is to make a fancy piece that promotes recycling through an interesting and attractive usage of trash. The activity should encourage the use of non-conventional materials that would otherwise be discarded with a minimum use of fabric. Entries will be presented at the fashion show-like event on the 29th of January. They will be evaluated by a jury, the so-called trashionistas. Finished garments and accessories must be ready by midnight the 23rd of January. Underscore event. That's the title of a workshop for dancers with previous experience in contact and improvisation. It is guided by Carrie Jeffries. Nancy Stark Smith is one of the founders of Contact Improvisation, and she created Underscore in search of a more refined form to dance contact improvisation. There's a structure or score to follow loosely, and there will be an initiation before the session takes place. Underscore is danced in silence to bring more depth. At times, music is used in particular moments. There is time for questions before and discussions after the event, which is part of the score. The Underscore event takes place on Friday the 8th of January at Pitanga. The initiation starts at 3:30 p.m. and the Underscore at 5 p.m. Registration is required. The Mother. It is by a quiet, strong and persistent peace that the true victories can be won. The news is a reflection in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact auroviradio.org.